When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we look at why you are your best you. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and one of the things that I think is important when we talk about personal development, one of the things that I think we need to really explore and dive into is the idea of what being your best self even means. Like, what is that? What is that actually? Because I think it's a phrase and a desire, a goal that we all kind of just like casually throw out. You know, it's really easy to say. It's very tweetable. It's very shareable. It's one of those things that when somebody asks like, oh, how did you get into personal development? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? It's very easy to say, you know, I just really want to be the best version of me that I can be. And this is an idea that is central to the idea of personal development. It is focused around being your best you, upgrading the version of yourself that you are now to the version that you want to be. And this is something I've talked about on this show many times as well. You know, this idea that the you who exists now is not the you who can accomplish XYZ goal. And the reason that we go on a journey in order to accomplish a goal is to become that version of ourselves. So there's a lot of language around becoming better, becoming who you want to be. And that is not necessarily a bad thing, but I do think that it leaves a lot of opportunity for pain. I think it leaves a lot of opportunity for disappointment and frustration. I think it sometimes can make it harder to stick with things long term, because we're always kind of looking for, well, what is that next version of me? Have I reached it? Have I not? Rather than looking at where we are today in that one moment, whatever that moment is for us. I think that it can lead to an endless chase, an endless need to be better and to do more, and never really recognizing what it was we were working so hard for in the first place. There's so many people that become someone different. They've accomplished some major goal that they've had. And along the way, along that journey, they get so caught up in the measurement and looking at whether or not they're there that they forget to smile and be happy with the changes that they've already made, with the successes that they've already had. And then when they do reach it, they forget to enjoy it because they've now moved the goalpost so far ahead that it almost doesn't matter anymore. It's an interesting drawback to this personal development, self-improvement world that we live in. It's an interesting side effect, something that I don't think many of us really sit and think about on a daily basis, which is why I wanted to remind you, you are your best self. You are your best you. And what I mean by this is that you, who you are now, will always be you. It doesn't matter what journey you go on. It doesn't matter what you do along the way or who you need to become in order to do XYZ. None of that matters. You are your best you. You will always be your best you. Now, when we get back, I'm going to dive into this. I'm going to unpack it a little bit more and update you on my thoughts on this topic. And you're going to want to stick around because I really do think it's something that we need to be considering in our personal development. So stay tuned. Do you ever just want to be a better version of yourself? A more confident, knowledgeable version of you? The fastest way to do it is through learning. Learning about a new topic or skill can not only broaden your horizons, but also boost your self-esteem. That's where the Blinkist app comes in. Blinkist takes top nonfiction titles, pulls out the key takeaways, and puts them into text and audio explainers called Blinks that give you the most important information in just 15 minutes. With Blinkist, you've got access to thousands of titles and 27 categories of the world's best knowledge to choose from. And if you're more of a podcast person, they've got you covered with Blinks for podcasts called Shortcasts. All of this is available in one app right in your pocket, so you can learn anytime, anywhere. Now, I love Blinkist. I honestly do. There are so many times where I'm just sitting on the couch. Rachel and I are watching like an episode of The Bachelor or something, you know, some show that we're not that invested in, but we still torture ourselves to watch anyway. I'm sitting there and I'm just like, hey, I want to learn about sleep. I want to learn about fitness. I want to learn about physics, like whatever just pops into my head. And I can just pull out the Blinkist app and do that. Whenever curiosity strikes, I can pull out the app and either listen to or read in 15 minutes an explainer of what I need to know. It's kind of a hack. Like, it's incredibly powerful. And two books I'd recommend are Indistractable by Nir Eyal, which is all about how to stay focused each day, and How Not to Worry by Paul McGee, which is all about dealing with anxiety, worry, or stress. So why not try it out? Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off of a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. One of the things that we need to keep in mind, or at least I think that we need to keep in mind when we look at improving ourselves, is that endless chase that I was just talking about. It leads to a consistent sort of increase in expectations, right? This goal to consistently improve ourselves leads to an increase in what that expectation is, what we should be, what perfect looks like. And that increase in expectations constantly pushing the goal line further and further and further leads to disappointment, inevitably. Sure, maybe you'll hit it sometimes. Maybe you'll become better as a result of it. And I say this all the time, this whole idea of like shooting for the stars, because even if you miss, you'll land on the moon or something like that, right? Like, it's not that great of advice. It's just not. Because when you aim high and you miss, you don't notice the success of having landed on the moon. You notice the failure of missing the stars. And where we focus matters. Because you can shoot high, you can miss, you can end up somewhere better off than where you were and spend the rest of your life being disappointed and frustrated that you weren't good enough, that you didn't get to where you wanted to be. Now, does that mean that you have to aim low? No. It means that we need to change how we look at what we are in this. It's not about becoming the best version of ourselves. We are already the best version of ourselves. Human beings inherently have flaws. No version of you, not 20 years from now, not 50 years from now, not 10 years ago, no version of you is going to escape the simple fact that human beings have flaws. Your flaws will always exist. Now, you can work on them. You can try to be better. You can go to therapy. You can talk through things, but you will always have the things you personally need to deal with that will always be a part of your life. There is no perfect version of you out there. I know that's going to make you a little bit sad, maybe. Maybe it makes you angry. Maybe you want to turn off this recording right now and just stop listening to the podcast. Like, screw you, Greg. You said I wasn't perfect. Arr! I get it. I get it. But that's the truth. There is no perfect version of you. There never will be a perfect version of you. Accepting yourself, being the best version of you, means accepting who you are now. It's not actually about striving for more. It's accepting the person that you are today. That's it. You are already there. You are already the best version of yourself. Now, I recognize that that doesn't necessarily mean that you always do the things that you want to do or that you've achieved all the goals you want to achieve. That stuff doesn't matter ultimately. That has nothing to do with you as a person, as a human being. That's just accolades. So you can pursue the accolades, you can shoot for the stars, but you have to remember and recognize that who you are now is who you will always be. That could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing, but it is who you will always be. That doesn't mean that that's always how you're going to treat people. That doesn't mean that that's always how you're going to act. That doesn't mean that the bad habits that you have are always going to be there. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm just talking about you as an individual, as a human being. You will always carry the baggage you have. You will always deal with the mistakes and the struggles that you do. And along the way, hopefully, you'll remember that you love yourself and that you should love yourself and that you deserve to love yourself. And once you do, anything you achieve, whether that is landing among the stars or missing in landing on the moon, will feel like an accomplishment. Thank you for tuning in today. I encourage you to check out today's sponsor, Blinkist. They are a phenomenal tool for getting information quickly from some of the best personal development books out there. I highly recommend them. Head over to blinkist.com/tinyleaps or click the link in the description of this episode. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for being here. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.